from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad's government and the Jamaat al-Muslimin prepare for a weekend standoff over disputed land. One person dead in the Dominican Republic as protests over living standards continue. And in Grenada, 19 years on, Bishop's revolutionaries are still flying the flag. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Heightened tensions in Trinidad today as the government plans to barricade land which the radical Muslim group, the Jamaat al-Muslimin, has laid claim to. The disputed land is in Mucurapo in northeast Trinidad. The Jamaat al-Muslimin says all the land was given to them by the former government. The current government has court papers giving only a portion of the area to the Jamaat. This isn't the first standoff between the Jamaat al-Muslimin and successive Trinidad governments. The group unsuccessfully tried to overthrow the government in 1990 and has been involved in various legal battles with authority ever since. Well, to get the details on this latest situation, I'm joined now live by our correspondent in Port of Spain, Tony Fraser. Tony, what's the current state of the standoff?
Well, essentially, the Muslimin people now are having the Juma, their Friday afternoon prayers. And remember, going back to 1990, it is from one of these prayers they launched this attack on the parliament. But, however, the government has made it quite clear, and we have information, intelligence, if you like, that the government is going to go into the compound tomorrow to erect a fence to demarcate, as you say, the land that the Jamaat is occupying from state land. So I expect that will happen tomorrow. And the Jamaat has indicated their intention to react.